River Show on a Tuesday, the 18th of December, 2018. Good to have you here. In the studio with me is Bob Delaney. And Bob was here once before, back in October of last year, October 2017. And Bob came in last time with his attorney because there were concerns about if he sat down with me, would there be ramifications, blowback, really, for talking about water contamination in Michigan, the problems with PFAS, PFCs, PFOAs, all of this whole family of chemicals that creates all sorts of problems. You've heard about it in Rockford, Michigan, for example, the Wolverine Worldwide plant there, where tanning chemicals have gotten into the groundwater, has contaminated wells and water systems and so forth. And then you look around the state and you find that it's everywhere else. Well, Bob was a guy who helped co-author a report back in 2011, released in 2012, that was largely ignored, I guess, a safe way to put it, about the water contamination at Oscoda. And when he sat here before, told us that this problem is ubiquitous. It's systemic around the state, at manufacturing facilities, at tanning facilities, at military installations, and a variety of other places. And that it's a problem so big, we may not be able to clean it up, but we do need to be aware of it. We need to address it. Bob Delaney, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You've been on the forefront here. When you sat down with me in October of 2017, it was the first interview you had granted. You basically are an environmental specialist with the DEQ, and you've been concerned about this family of chemicals, its intrusion into the water systems of so many places around the state for a very long time. And when you came here, you took a gamble. You put yourself out there. And it started a domino effect, I think is fair to say. The next day, we've learned, and I don't know if you can address this or not, but we learned by the following morning, Governor Snyder's office was in full emergency mode, putting out teams to figure out where the water contamination was, to test water, to find out ways to make sure that water was safe. Tell me about that day and the days that followed for you personally. I mean, it became pretty intense pretty quickly, didn't it?
Well, yeah, I was really reluctant to come on the radio. Wasn't looking to blow the whistle or anything, but it was an important topic, and there were a variety of reasons to come on. So I did make that decision, but the minute I made that decision, things changed radically for me. And at first, my management was very deeply concerned, and I was told not to talk to the media at that point. Later, they would change what they were saying. But at that moment, that was the response. And I went up and I talked to the director, and I talked to the assistant director up there also, and laid out what was going on, why I had talked on the radio. And ever since then, things changed for me. I didn't get to see what was going on with the governor's office or with management. I'm not at that level. So
you were quarantined. Yeah, in effect, you were taken out of the discussion, even though you had written the report back in 2011-12. In fairness, I think it's fair to say your job was on the line if you had gone back on the radio or talked to some people.
Well, correct. I mean, as my attorney explained to me, once they say to you, don't go onto the radio or don't talk to the media, and then you do, you're being insubordinate, and
right,
therefore you are subject to the possibility.
Well, that'd be difficult for you. I mean, you did take the gamble to come here with your attorney. You came in, you talked about this family of chemicals, and I want to get to that. And I want to get to anybody who hasn't heard about the PFCs or the PFOAs or what's going on at Wordsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda or Camp Grayling or a variety of other places. First of all, what is this family of chemicals? How long have you been studying them, and why are they so concerning?
Okay. First thing I want to say is that here, I'm on my own personal time, and this is my opinions, what I believe.
With your experience and your background.
Right.
Fair enough.
I'm not speaking on behalf of the state of Michigan or whatever. So these are my opinions. So the reason I was afraid, or like I've said in my testimony to Senator Peters, that when I first learned about these things, they actually frightened me. And the reason is that first I'd been on the impression that we had really had chemicals basically under control in America. I felt that our laws were sufficient, that we weren't creating new messes. And when I got into this, I found out, gee, there's 3,000 of these chemicals out there. we're not stopping any of them. They're in all the people in America. They're in the environment everywhere.
What are some of the some of the products, real quickly, that you would find these chemicals as being part of those products?
What people are most familiar with are Gore-Tex and Teflon and Scotchgard. Those are three products that are made from these chemicals. But they're in everything. They're in the gaskets in your car. They're in aerospace because they don't break down under virtually any conditions. They're just super stable, so they can take a lot of hot heat. And then they're super slippery, so they protect things. Like you're familiar with Scotchgard, how water and dirt and stuff don't stick to it.
Sure.
So they have a lot of great characteristics that we use for all kinds of things, like floss. Your floss is made out of them. And popcorn bags are coated with them. Your carpeting has got it in it.
Pizza boxes.
Yeah, we wrap a lot of our food in it.
Even today. So let's go to the diseases. I want to focus on some of the ailments that have been linked, if not directly, but linked or associated with, because a lot of studies need to be done, so I don't want to jump to conclusions. I want to jump ahead, right? But there are a lot of things where you can say, listen, there's thyroid disease.
Right.
There are other issues. What are some of the things that people say, here's a relationship that we need to explore because it looks like there's a relationship from these chemicals to these ailments?
Sure. Some of the classic ones are kidney cancer, testicular cancer, but then thyroid disease, which you mentioned, which is really at epidemic proportions in America. So many people have thyroid disease. They're associated with high blood pressure when a woman is pregnant, endangering the pregnancy. Ulcerative colitis, which is an autoimmune disease. And high cholesterol. We all have that.
Right.
And then there's infertility. They're being associated with, in some studies, a lot of effects on the immune system, weakening the immune system. And what's interesting is they're impacting all different types of systems in our body. You know, our metabolism, our immune system, our digestive system. They're attacking a variety of organs and systems in the body, and that's what makes them also frightening. They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere. They don't break down. They have a lot of different potential targets in our bodies.
And they also go through natural barriers, as we learned it from your study at Wurtsmith. Things that would normally stop these chemicals, that being dirt, these chemicals migrate through places they wouldn't that other contaminants, if you will, wouldn't normally migrate. Need to hold that thought right there. Bob Delaney with us today. Environmental specialist with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. The guy that might be at ground zero of the discussion, in large part, at least in the state of Michigan, when it comes to this family of chemicals, PFCs, PFOA, PFAS. You've heard of all of these things. Linked to all sorts of illness, thyroid disease, kidney cancer, testicular cancer, hypertension, ulcerative colitis, infertility, immune system problems, reproductive system problems, and could possibly have a relationship to autism, not proven yet, but could be there. We'll continue the discussion for the next hour right here on the Steve Gerber Show. You want to hear this. We'll be right back.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. Great Lakes, JC.org.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment this local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.